Okay, let's start the new perek, new mesechta. Bamitzir. Since I picked this mesechta, since everybody is here, chevre lende daf yomi, so you know the gemaras already. So definitely, you can definitely do it more biyun, so it's already easier. It's, you know, everybody knows already the sugyas. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Shnai moichzim betalis, zeri ma'anim etzatsiyo, v'zeri ma'anim. Two people are grabbing onto a talis. Each one says they found it. Zeri mekulashli, v'zeri mekulashli. Each one says it's theirs. Zeri shavashin ha'bapoch mechetzio, v'zeri shavashin ha'bapoch mechetzio, v'yachloiku. This is a classical case whereby two people are holding on to an item, to a talis, something that they found. Seems to be something they found. That doesn't have to be. But two people holding on to a same item. So the halach is, yachloiku bishvua. You divide the item and you make a shvua. So what is this concept of yachloiku? What's this concept of shvua? Yachloiku is a very, you know, it's a very new type of concept. We don't find anywhere, in the Torah doesn't say anything about yachloiku. It says, hamoitim mechaver ol avaraya, that we know, that if I'm a muchzik, then you have to prove it with edim, that is not mine. Right, that we have a concept. There's a concept of other concepts in Shas. We have called Olam Gova, Yehi Munach, different things. This concept of Yachloiku, we don't really have that much, besides one case of Sumchus, where Sumchus says, Momen Amutu B'Safik, Chokin. Something which is a real Safik, and Igmar is going to say, Dror De Mamayna, something which you really don't know, that's a real Safik, that's Yachloiku. Here it seems to be a halacha of Yachloiku when two people are holding on to a talis. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dafka Eichazin, that the only time we say Yachloiku is both of them are holding on. Dishnehem Muchzakim Bo. Because both of them are holding on to it. So each one is a Muchzik. Right? And therefore, it belongs to both of them. Vein Lezeh Koyach Bo Yosem Izeh. And not one is more than the other. Ilu Hoysem Yad Echad Levado. If one will hold it by himself, Havidah Chameitz Mechavadah V'raya. Then the other person would have to bring a raya, be'edim shushaloi. Vein and emma's a little b'shvur. And he's not believed to take it with a shvur. But now that they're both holding, so therefore, there's no concept of moitzim v'chol of a raya, and it's yours. Interesting, the arichus of Rashi. I mean, what's Rashi giving this long and gated thing? I mean, if I'd be Rashi, I would say, why yachleiku? Dishneya muchzakim ba. They're both holding on to it. It's theirs. End of the story. Rashi says, by the way, I'm teaching you halacha, that if one is holding on to it, it's a moitzim v'chol of a raya. Since we're both holding on to it, you know, what does Rashi want? What is this elongated set? You probably noticed that Rashi, right? What does Rashi want? This whole arichas. I would write Rashi, boom, it belongs to both of them, because they're both holding on to it. Rashi doesn't say that. He adds a lot more to this thing. Why? Perhaps he's answering to his kasha. Perhaps he has a different shot. Not really clear. Let's analyze Taisus. Okay, could be. I'm not sure. Says Taisus Yachleiku. So Taisus says Yachleiku. Tema the Maishna. Taisus asks a question. You divide it. Maishna Mahida Arbe the Omar Kol Dolam Gavar. So Taisus asks a kasher. The house is different than a ship. The Gemara says in Bavasher that you have a ship. Both of them say it's mine. Zer Mishal Avoyis and Zer Mishal Avoyis. Both of them it's theirs. So the halach is, kol da'olim gavar. We don't know what to do with it. So the halach is, kol da'olim gavar. Whoever is stronger, may the strongest man win. You know, we don't know what to paskin, kol da'olim gavar. So Taisa says, why over there do you say kol da'olim gavar? And over here, don't you say kol da'olim gavar? Why over here do you say yachloiku? What's the difference? Says Taisa, v'yesh leima, do'eichazin shayni, d'choshiv ki'ilu kol echod yesh leibo bevadai hachetzi. The Anan Saadi, the Maida Topis Hai, the Dehu. So Taisha says that the reason why by Shnayim Oiches and Betalis, each one gets half, because each one is holding on to it, and therefore we say it's for sure his. The fact that you're holding on to something, so Shnayim Oiches and Betalis, it's Anan Saadi, it's like we're witnesses that it belongs to you completely, or halfway, it belongs to you. Masha'en came by the ship, nobody's holding on to it. They're just saying, this is mine, the other guy says it's his. So it's nobody's holding on to anything, so we're not obligated to give it to them, to both of them, because there's no muchzik over here. Mashenke by the talis, each one is a muchzik. If you're a muchzik, kol mashtach zav mishalayu. That means it's yours. So the reason why by Talis, Yachleiku, and by the ship, called Olam Gavar, we don't Yachleiku, because here you're Muchzik, and here you're not Muchzik. That's where Tosfos says. Why would Rashi answer that question? I don't fully get what you're saying.
Because why is Rashi's
Arichah?
He's alluding to the fact, I mean, he's not asking the question.
He's saying the same like
Tosfos. Yeah. No, it's a
he's
different answer.
Well, how is it a different answer?
Because I think maybe Rashi understands Hamotzeh Kol Araya different than Tosfos.
Hamotzeh Kol Araya different or something else different?
Because Tosfos doesn't say Hamotzeh Kol Araya is Anan Sadi, and we know 100% that whatever you grave,
okay,
we know 100% is yours. I don't know if Rashi is that convinced.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Perhaps. Perhaps Rashi is dealing with that question, right? We're going towards that question. What is he trying to say? But let's see with Tosfos. Yeah, go ahead. What?
No. I mean, you know, why do I do an Arichos? I think is to address that issue.
To address that issue.
Why here do we say Achloka?
Right, obviously.
We don't.
Right, obviously. My question is, what is Arichas of Rashi? What is it trying to tell us? I'll tell you soon what after this year, we'll understand. Hopefully, I think what Rashi is telling us something very important. But clearly, Tosfos is saying that why by Shnayim Ochzim Metalis do we say Yachleiku? Because each one is holding on to it. That is a concept. Anan Sadi, Komash Tachzorim Shalayu, whatever a person has, it is. They're both holding on to Talis. It's for sure yours. It's for sure yours. Yachleiku. I have no choice. I have to give it to both of you. Mashenga by the ship. I do have a choice. Nobody's holding on to anything. Kol Dolam Gavar. I want a paskin. Kol Dolam Gavar. Whatever. May the best man win. Then Taisa says, V'chein b'mona shlishi, d'medami b'gemore letalis. What's his question? The Gemara says later on, if you look at number 1a, the Gemara has a question. Those that learn the family know what it is. But the Gemara basically says that if you have two people gave money to watch by a third person, by a shomer. One guy gave him 100, one guy gave him 200. And we're not sure who gave 100, we're not sure who gave 200. What? What are you holding that gimel?
No. The actual, that's the where it is.
Oh, over here, it's over here. In Kema, here's the Rama. Yeah, by the Muslim, fine, right. That same, the Rabbi Yosef over there in the Mafkit, fine. So the halacha is, Rabbi Yosi says, we don't know if he has to give 100 to one guy and 100 to the other guy. We don't know who gets the 200, who gets the extra 100. So Rabbi Yosi says, you know, if I'm going to give one guy, whoever I'm going to decide to give, I'm not going to give anything, Rabbi Yosi says. I'm going to hold back, just give 100 to each, and the other one I'm suffering, I'm holding it by myself. Then the guy who is a cheater gains because he doesn't lose anything anyway. So Rabbi Yosi says, Hakoli emunachat shevelio, hold everything for yourself. So the Gemara asked the question, and Daf Gimel, the Gemara says, "Leime maslisim de loike Rabbi Yosi, dik Rabbi Yosi omein ke ma'ef se deramai." Which means, why does our Mishnah say two people are holding on to a talis? The halach is yachleiku. What do you mean? There's going to be a cheater over here who took it away from one guy. Held on, one guy found it. The other guy grabbed it away from him. So he's a cheater. So why are you giving it to both of them? Ma'em ke ma'ef se deramai. You're rewarding the cheaters. So the Gemara says, so clearly our Mishnah that says Yachleiku doesn't hold of Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, Afilitem Rabbi Yosi, Elsam Vada Ikaramai, Homichi Miyem Ikaramai, Emet Ravai, Bahadi Adodi Yakbuho. In other words, over here, it's Vadai Ramai. So we just Vadai Ramai, we say Yemunach. Mashaken over here, it's Chaluka Yechoilo Liyos Emes, which means the division can be had. It's possible that both of them picked it up. And therefore, it's not for sure there's a Ramai, so you can say Yachleiku. So Tosfos says, wait a second. If you're telling me that the whole source of Yachleiku, why do we say Yachleiku? And that's really what Tosfos' question is. Why do you say Yachleiku? And Tosfos says, because two people holding on to something, that's a non-Sa'adi, it's like for sure, it belongs to both of them. That's the only reason to say Yachleiku. So Tosfos says, so the case of Mona Shlishi, when one guy is holding on to $300, he doesn't know who it belongs to the third hundred. See, there's no two people holding on to it, so why would you say Yachleik over there? What's the Gemara's question that in our Mishnah, you should say Yemunach over there, you should say Yachleiku? One has nothing to do with the other. There, nobody's holding on to anything. So you wouldn't have to say Yachleiku. So why is the Gemara comparing the two? So Tosfos answers, base, V'chein b'mon ha'shlishi d'mdami b'gor letalis, choshev ahusha nifka teifes b'cheska shneem, boy. In other words, when the other guy is holding on the mona shlishi, the third hundred, it's like he's holding it for both of them. So therefore, it's like both of them are muchzik in that, in the 200, both of them are muchzik in it, And therefore, the Gemara's question should be asked that if that's the case, why do you say Yemunach? You should say Achleiku. Upon which the Gemara answers, no, over here's a for sure Ramai, and over here's not a for sure Ramai. What Tais is trying to establish is that the only reason you say Achleiku is if for sure both are holding on to it. If I'm a Muchzik, that's when I say Yachleiku. And therefore, any time the Gemara wants to say, perhaps say Yachleiku, and all the Gemaras, it must be because both of them are holding on. Otherwise, you don't say Yachleiku. Yachleiku, you don't say when you're in Suffolk, when you're in doubt, you don't know what to do. No. Then you say Kol Dalam Gavar, then you say Yemunach, then you say Shuda the Dino, then you say whatever you want to say. But you don't say Yachleiku. Yachleiku you only say when each one is holding on to it. And therefore, by Schneimer and Metalis, each one has it holding on to it. Therefore, you would say Yachleiku. Then Taisa says, you can skip Gimel, turn to Dalit. Aval ba'arbe, but by the ship, afagav the efshishishos name, even though it could belong to both of them, nevertheless, kivin dein buchzokin boy, havidina called olam govar. In order to establish Yachleiku, you have to have Shneim buchzokin boy. So Tosfos clearly says that the reason why Arke Shneim Uchim Talis is different than a ship is because Shneim Uchim Talis, they're both holding on to it, by ship they're not. The Riva, which is Tosfos in Bava Basra, asked the same question, and he gives a different answer. The Riva, number two on the sheet, same thing, Ha'u Arbet Avim Minster, the Gemara talks about the ship, Salaloch is called Om Govar. So Tosfos says, "Im Toima, Maishnom Bishnayim Erchim Talis. Why Bishnayim Erchim Talis? We say Yachleiku, and here we say called Om Govar." So the first answer he gives, like Tosfos, and then the Riva says, "Uli Riva by the arrow near the Lav Dafka Oichazin, that it doesn't have to be Shnayim Oichazin Betalis. Midimadami Lo Leshar, because we compare it to the Manashlishi. We compare it to Rabbi Yossi's case." Nobody's holding on to anything over there. Mind you, Tosfos gave an answer. Tosfos says that a guy's holding on for both of them. But this Tosfos doesn't hold to that. He says the case of Manashlishi, Rabbi Yossi, nobody's holding on to anything. And still the Gemara wants to compare the two. So clearly, you do not need Oichzin. You don't have to hold on to it in order to say Achleiku. But the Shmaitz Nikolishnuya Ikid Mashani Hasam. And the reason why by a ship, you have to say, you don't say Achleiku, like you say over there. I feel that Rabbi Yossi, Vadi Ikaramai, Hochei Metavai Vada Dagbua, Hochei Nami Ba'arbe. Kibin Di Ikaramai, Lo Yachleiku, El Havadina Kol Dolom Govar. Which Tosfos over here answers that no, you do not need Yachleiku in order, you don't need Oichzin, you don't have to hold on to it in order to say Yachleiku. So if that's the case, why then by the ship don't you say Yachleiku? Why do you say Kol Dolom Govar? So they said, no, because the ship, maybe because it's not possible, it belongs to both of them, probably one of them is cheating. Mashenke by Shnayim Oichzin, it's very possible, it's likely, they both then picked it up. So clearly there's a machlekes in two Taisasim, whether do you require Oichazin, do you require to hold on to it, to say Yachleiku, or not? Our Taisas says, you need Oichazin, why does the Shnayim Oichazin betalis? Because otherwise, you don't say Achleiku. That's the difference between our case and the ship. While Tosfos and Bava Basra says, no, you don't have to have Oichazin. You can have Yachleiku even without Oichazin. Not only that, but I think the Rambam clearly learns like the Riva. You tell me if I'm saying the Rambam right. Let's read the Rambam together, number 3 on the sheet, Halacha Zayin. Shnayim Shoyo Oichazin B'Kli Echot. Two are holding on to one talis, to one item. As later on in the Mishnah, they're both riding the same animal. One ride and one hold on by the reins. Again, they're both holding on. What the Rambam adds on. Or they're both sitting next to a pile of wheat, which is in a simto on both their properties. Zer makol shli v'zer makol shli kol echad mishneim nishba mikitas chepes sheinu b'zer adav apachim v'chetzoy v'yachleiku. The Rambam quotes this Mishnah and he adds on, not only if I'm physically holding on to it, but even if it can be mine, it's in a common property that belongs to both of them, or even in a simta which could belong to both of us, that's enough to make it yachleiku. Now, it's hard to say, I know it's a simta. No, I know, it's not a Rishus Rabin. But it's hard to say that that's the concept of muchzokus, kol mashtach zodim shaloyu, oichazin, is that oichazin? I'm holding on to it. What I'm holding on to?
Why does Rambam Dafki give a case
that's of not correct? So it could be Rishus Rabim. Then I have no shaychus did bechlal. Then I don't even have a taina. It means one am I coming on the thing over there? Oh, that's mine. Then something. I have to at least hold on to something. But the Rambam is introducing a type of holding on, which is not necessarily that I'm muchzik in it, and that means it's mine. What is this in-between concept of the Rambam? Again, Seth wants that correctly. The Rambam doesn't say if it's in the Shusha Rabbin. Because then, like, who am I? Just saying it's mine. Like, who are you? Get lost. You have nothing to do with it. But the Rambam also introduces the concept that I can say it's mine and I have a connection to it without actually having a vadai muchzakus. That's enough for yachloiku. What is this concept of the Rambam? That's the first question which I want to point out. Shlomi, you understand the Rambam? He throws in over there, and the way the Rambam gets it from, that even if it's not holding on to the talis, but that's also good enough to make it yachloiku, to make it muchzakim. What is this new concept that Rambam is introducing? That's one question. Another question is the Gemara later on. The Gemara brings down, very important Gemara actually, when you learn Daf Yomi, you should have learned Daf Zayin together with Daf Beis, because it explains what happens in Daf Beis. The Gemara points out something very interesting. What is this case of Shnaim Oichazin Betalis, that we say Yachleiku? How did you learn the Gemara? Simple Pshat, Daf Yomi. Shnaim Oichazin Betalis. What does it mean? Here's a Talis. What does it mean, Shnaim Oichazin Betalis? One guy holds what? Well, how much did you hold?
This?
Half? Exactly half. He's holding on to. What's Shnaim Oichazin Betalis? What does it mean? Thought about that? You learn Bava Metzia your whole life. Shnaim Oichazin Betalis. Every kid in the cheder learns Bava Metzia. What's he Shnaim Oichazin Betalis? What does it mean holding on? Holding on to the fringe, holding on to the hole, holding on to the half. What does it mean, Shnaim Oichazin Betalis? So the Gemara actually points it out. The Gemara has a question, number 4 on the sheet. Toni Rav Tachlifo Ba Marova Kamedi Rabavo, Shnaim Adukim Betalis. If two people are not Oichazin holding on, Adukim, grabbing on, holding on tight to the talis, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Zen Neitel Ad Mokim Sheyode Magas, Vizen Neitel Ad Mokim Sheyode Magas, Vashachol Kimishov. Each one gets to wherever their hand is up to, and the rest gets divided in half. So the Gemara says, Machvele Rabbo, Rabbo points out, Ubi Shvur, and you have to make a Shvur as well. So the Gemara says, so how do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Shnaim Oichazin Betalis, each one gets half with the Shavuah. So why do you tell me over here? No, you'll get what you're holding on to, the rest is done with the Shavuah. What is that Mishnah talking about? Amar Papa, the Tafsi Bekar Kashtei. The Mishnah is talking about, Begrodin Shebishnei Roshin Shekorin Varnaish. Which means, the Mishnah that says, Oichazin is Yachleiku, is you're holding on to the fringes. Right, nobody's holding on to the talis. Each one's holding on to the fringes, somewhat. Then we say yachleiku. But if they're holding on to the actual thing, then that part what you're holding on to belongs to you, and the rest you have to divide. Says Tosfos, v'hashar b'shvuah. Says Tosfos, nira deloy gasinon v'hashar. That not just the middle that you're not holding on to, you have to make a shvuah. The af b'mashe yodei magas yishova. Even for what you're holding on to, your hand, that also you have to make a shvur. Kivin diske shvur shle yodem chelav v'tek mitav zeh yishova av mushu typhus. Like Gemar says, that since a shvur is made, you might grab it from somebody else, so therefore the shvur is there, even what your hand is holding on to. In other words, what?
Stereotosis.
Why stereotosis?
Tosis on that basis, whatever you're holding is anasadi.
Slow down. That's, we're going to get to that. We're going to see if it's a stira. But Tosis clearly says, whatever I'm holding on to, that's mine, correct? Whatever I'm holding on to, that's mine. And nevertheless, even if it's mine, I still have to make a shvur, right? That's what Tosis says over here. And and I make shvur everything, even what I'm holding on to. Says the Rambam, turn to the Rambam in number 5, which is Halacha Tes, in the same Rambam we just did. Hayu shnayim adukim betalis, zeh mekulishli, v'zeh mekulishli, zeh notel admokim shiyod magas, v'zeh notel admokim shiyod magas, v'hashar cholkin b'shovor, achashenish boim. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that you make a shavu on what?
It's not clear.
What do you mean not clear? V'hashar, Taisa says, don't guard, don't be gerus hashar, because you're making shmu on everything. The Rambam throws in v'hashar. So what's not clear?
Because he says v'hashar, you split.
Achashin Shmoyim. Oh, Admoyim after, I mean, after everything. Yeah, okay, okay. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. Well, they only seem to learn in the Rambam. I think even Nasi Kalim say that. Not like that. I mean, that's, by the way, the Aleph in Tosfos, I think probably is the Gra, says, and look in the Rambam that argues. But the Rambam seems to say, the fact that Tosfos says, we don't say Hashar. And the Rambam says, no, 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 we do say Hashar. The Rambam says that on the actual part that you grab, you don't make a shvua. Just on the in-between part, you make a shvua. So the machlik is Rambam and Tosfos. Another machlik is Rambam and Tosfos. Whether you make a shvua on the entire part that you grabbed, or you only make a shvua on the in-between part. So what's the machlik is Rambam and Tosfos both these times, number one. Also, you had a question, Seth, that it's a stira and Tosfos. Why isn't it stira and Tosfos? Because here Tosfos says anan sadi, and here Tosfos says shvua.
He says you won't believe you with a shvua because the other person's grabbing it.
That's what Rashi says.
That was
Rashi? Yeah, Rashi. We're going to get to that. That's a Rashi. That's a problematic Rashi. The other person grabs you, we don't leave the shul. We're going to get to that. That's the Machlokes Rashi. Fine. But anyway, so there's no real steer in Taisha, because Taisha says that the shul is that, even then, because Taisha says, because you grabbed it away from the other guy. So that's not... Okay, it's even then, it's not difficult on the shul part. Anyway, but clearly we have a machlokes over here. Two questions. Question number one is, machlokes Tosfos says, yachlokes is only if it's mine for sure, if I'm holding on to it. Then Tosfos in Vavasa says, no, even if I'm not holding on to it, the Rambam says, even if it's in my chatzah, I'm not holding on, still you can make yachloku, that's not a problem to yachloku. Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. Another machlokes is Rambam Tosfos. Then our Gemara is only talking about if you're holding on to the edges. Then you make a shvua on half, like the Gemara says. But if you're holding on to actually the talis, so then everybody says you get whatever you're holding on to. The Gemara says that. What do you make a shvua on? Tosfos says you make a shvua on everything. The Rambam says no. You only make a shvua on what's left over that you're not holding on to. What's that machlokes is Rambam and Tosfos going on? So in order to understand it, I think the key to understand it is I really put page 3 of Nidra B'chamah first, but I think I'm going to start the opposite way. I'll start with the Rush first. If you look in the Rush brings down, let's analyze the words of the Rush. He brings down the same question of Tosfos, and he has somewhat of a nuanced difference. Look in the Rush. The Rush says, Shnaimach zimitalis, zeimach ani mitzasiyo, vezeimach ani mitzasiyo, uvamakam shishol moitzok, and biyashu b'kutim. Right? In other words, each one says, I found a talis in a place where you're allowed to keep the talis because it belongs to Goyim. So, Zeh Mekudushli, Zeh Mekudushli. Zeh Shavashena Bapach Mechetzio, Zeh Shavashena Bapach Mechetzio, Vyachleiku. Says the Rosh, the Chiv and the Shneim Boim Lefoneinu, Muchzokim, Begufa Talis, since they're coming in front of us, holding on to the talis, Anu Tzchichim Lifsek Luhu, Din Chaluka. We have to Paskin, Vyachleiku. The chol davar shanarayim biyad adam, that anything that we see in a person's hands, chashvinam lei shehu shaloi. What does it mean, chashvinam lei shehu shaloi? We consider it his. Av b'shacham arav oim b'shalihu. The Hilkoch, says the Rosh, yef she lifsoi kam din kol davar gavar, kil amrim pek chaskel batim, gabi arve, hayom didiu, vayom didiu, v'chein zem shalavoy, zem shalavoy say. The hosom shiny, 7b. There it's different by the ship. Nobody's complaining, nobody's holding on to it. Nobody's holding on to it, so you don't have to get involved. What are we getting involved? We don't have to pass in anything. We don't know what the person is holding. Maybe we'll pass in the wrong way. In other words, we'll say, call down, Gavan, may the best man win. And hopefully the one that's more right will bring better rayas. Fine. Number 7c. Aval hocha, but by the talis, dishneyem muchzokim begufa talis. We both them are holding on to the talis. Anu muchyovin limchais. We have to get involved. Shilo yigzel echot eschavevay. Because one will come and steal from the other. Hilkach, imayinu poiskim lehem kol dolam gavar, echad men ha yegoizel mashib yatchaveiroi. Hilkoch anu tzrichim lifsek lehem din chaluka. Why do we have to say yachleiku? Because we can't say kol dom govar. Because you might end up taking away from somebody else. So the achroinim amedayik from this rush. Then why does the rush say simple like Tosfos? Why can't you say kol dom govar? Because it's his. He's holding on to it. He's a muchzik. The rush gives a roundabout reason that why didn't he say kol dom govar? Because since he's holding on to it, so therefore we might end up passing the wrong way. Why does the rush have to go through such length? Why can the rush say simple? Why do you cannot pass in kol dom govar? Because you have to pass him yachleiku. Why do you have to pass yachleiku? Because it's his. Kamasasam shalayu. End of the story. The rush gives a whole svara that the reason why he can't pass in kol dom govar because I might end up losing out because he's holding up. Why does he have to go the whole arichas? Why can he say yashar glat simple? So the achronim bring a raya from over here that what they bring right over here. He says that what's the reason, right? I think really the question is really based on the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying, see, shnai madukim mishtar, you're holding on to the talis. Shnai madukim mishtalis. So each one's holding on to talis. Then we say chazaka mashtar zaram shaloyu. That's clear because it's his. He's holding on to that part. If I'm holding on to the fringes, what makes me a muchzik in the talis? Am I a muchzik in the talis because it's for sure mine? Meaning, we look at it, chazok ma'asachzom shaloyu, it's his, he's holding on to the talis, he's a muchzik midin vadai? Or perhaps, he's not muchzik midin vadai. We don't know. You have two people coming, holding on to the fringes of the talis, so Chazal say, you know what? We'll consider it midin safek. We don't know who's better than the other one. We'll consider it midin safek that both of them have rights, are holding on to this talis. It's not a muhzik that each one, chazak rasam shalayu means, I'm walking with this phone in my pocket. It's mine. There's no questions asked. Even though I have no proof, it's mine because I'm holding on to it. When two people are holding on to a talis, does it mean they're holding on so we consider it I'm holding on to this, you're holding on to this, then each one is holding on to half the talis, it's therefore theirs no matter what, half is mine, half is yours, because you're both holding on to the talis? Is that what it is? Or no? We don't know what to do. You're both holding on to the talis. We have no idea. No one is more than the other. You know what? We'll consider it both of them, midin sofek, that you're considered muchzik oichazin batalis. Not muchzik by the talis, but you're oichazin batalis. It's not that it's for sure yours, that you're muchzik, but rather, mitzad ha-safek, you're holding on to the talis. Therefore, Tosfos seems to clearly learn that the fact that two people come with a talis, that's it. Divide it. Half is yours, half is mine. Muchzik, end of the story. Rush says not like that. The Rush says that since both of them are coming, holding on to the talis, we don't really know what to do. To give it to somebody else, to let them pass it, we can't really do that. Because misafek, it seems like both of them, we're giving them a chazaka, both of them, on the talis. But it's not that it's muchzik midin vadai, that this talis, each one has full rights and ownership to half the talis. That's what seems to be the machlekes between the Rush and between Tosfos.
Where the Gemara talks about each one gets up until where their hand is holding.
Right. That's muchzik midin vadai. Clearly. Correct.
So the Gemara there is having a distinction between muchzik and not.
Correct. 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 We're going to get to the shvuah part soon. But clearly, shnayim adukim vitalis, that's muchzik. Each one is holding
only
to where you got to. Exactly. That's shnayim adukim vitalis. Shnayim adukim vitalis, both coming with holding on to the talis. So now the Gemara has a question, not the Gemara, the Achrayim have a question. So how do we look at that? Do we look at it as if each one is holding on half the talis, just like Shnai Madukim the talis? Or we don't look at it like that. We look at it that this talis, both of them have rights to it, both of them are muchzik to it, meaning something we don't know, we'll give them both half. In other words, is it Yachleiku midin vadai, or is Yachleiku midin something? When you're holding on to the fringes of the talis, oichazin, is it like Chazal considered like Adukim Metalis, each one half? Or Chazal don't consider like Adukim Metalis, each one half? Rather, a new concept of Eichzin, Mi Safek, will say they're both Muchzik. Twice it learns, you're Muchzik Bevada, even by Eichzin, no questions asked, it's not like Arbe, you don't need to say anything. The Rosh says, no. We meet in Sofek, Chashvinolei, probably both them, if they're talis. And therefore he has to say, we don't do Kol Dolam Gavar, because it's not fair, it doesn't make sense, rather than telling us straight. That seems to be
but
what the Rosh says.
If we didn't Sofek, what do you need the Shvua for?
We're going to get to that. Wait. We're going to get to that Shvua. We're going to get to that Shvua in a minute. And I think that's what Rashi is telling us. I think that's the Chiddush in Rashi. And I think that's what you're pointing out to. That's his Rashi. But that's what the Rosh and Tosfos seems to be arguing on. Yes?
What if they weren't holding?
Oh, one second. So, very good point. So therefore, what, by the way, just to, you're right, but according to this Svara, it's lav dafka. In other words, if I'm learning that it's like holding on to talis, we consider muchzik. In other words, instead of each one holding on to hold the talis, when you're holding on to the fridges, we consider that each one's holding on to the whole thing. Each one's holding on half the talis. I understand that. But if the Svara is no, both of them holding on to talis, we consider you both midin safek muchzik on the talis, then I can already stretch it and say, I don't have to actually be physically holding on to the talis to be considered muchzik misafek on the talis. Hence the Rambam says, even if this pile of flour is sitting in both our yards, we're both muchzik misafek on the talis. It's that same Rambam will follow, because the Rambam holds like the Rosh, unlike Tosfos. So then already, I can make that stretch into that. But more importantly, there's another question. Rabbi Chana has a question, I think they're both connected to each other as well. Has a question, whether when Chazal say, Shnayim Lechzim Talis, you are Muchzik, right? On the Talis. So his question is, are you Muchzik on the, are both them Muchzik on the whole Talis? Or are both them Muchzik on the half of Talis? That's his question. Yeah? Now, by the way, I forgot to mention, sorry, before we get to the B'chomim, what's in Nafkamina if you learn that Muchzik Mivade, Muchzik Misafek, just to make it more clear? So, my cousin who's a Rosh Hashiva, he brings out his Nafkamina. He has a safe I saw. I picked it up in his farm store. I was actually quite happy to see it. He has a Shiva in Brooklyn and Flatbush, and he had put it found in his farm store. But he has the following question. He says, well, maybe is the Mishnah only talking about if you have two people finding a talis? How about you have a seller and a buyer? And the seller said, they're both coming holding on to the talis. Hey, this is mine, this is mine. They're both coming to Bezna holding on to the talis. And the seller says, I never sold it. And the buyer says, yes, you did sell it. So who is right? Do we say Yachloiku? Don't say Yachloiku.
Doesn't the seller have a Cheskes Marak now?
See, he says, if the reason why Shnayim Lechzim B'talis is considered Muchzik and Vadai and Hat, and even if the first guy's a Marakama, but now you're a Muchzik. A Muchzik is more than a Marakama. But if Shnayim Lechzim B'talis is not more that, hey, they're both holding onto the fridges, me didn't suffer, we really don't know who's more right, and therefore we'll consider you both Muchzik. But if there's a Marakama, clearly the Marakama is better than a Sofek Muchzik, that would be the Nafkamina between both these ways. That's how he explains this Chakira. If it's Vade, if it's Sofek. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a different Chakira. His Chakira is, whether are you Muchzik on the whole Talis together, or you're muchzik on half the talis. Now again, this is not just a question by every shutif, are you muchzik on the whole, muchzik on half? No, it's specifically in this case. Why? Again, you're not holding on to the whole talis, shnayim adukim talis, it's shnayim oichazin the talis. So are you muchzik on the whole, or muchzik on half? So my cousin wants to say, the machlekes, whether you're muchzik on whole, or muchzik on half, is the same machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Why? Because according to Tosfos that says, you're vadai muchzik, so what am I vadai muchzik on? Okay. On half. Half. And if I'm holding on to the fridges, it's like I'm vadai muchzik on half. That's what B'chama says. I'm vadai muchzik on half. But if the Pshat is Chazal looked at it, hey, you're muchzik misafik on the talis, that means you're muchzik misafik on the whole talis. That's the B'chama's question, whether you're muchzik on half or muchzik on whole. Okay. Why is this relevant to us? So I'll tell you like this. Let's look at the Shavua now. What is the Shavua that you're making, right? So I know, when it comes to Shas, there are two types of Shavuas. What are the two types of Shavuas? There's the Shavuas HaNiftarim, and there's the Shavuas HaNoiklim. What does that mean? There's a Shavua, for example, that I make a Shavua that I don't owe you any more money, Moed HaMikzas, Shavuas HaShoimrim, Shavua that I can hold on to what I have, and there's a Nus Takana, which is called a Shavuas HaNoitlin, whereby making a Shavua, I can grab what the other person has. So he wants to say, this Shavua that the Gemara says that Shnayim Echzim Talis, you get it with the Shvuah. What is the Shvuah? Is this a Shvuah HaNiftorin or Shvuah HaNoitlin? So he says, it would depend. It would depend on the Schakir. Why? If you learn like Tosfos, the Shnayim Echzim Talis, we consider you a Muchzik Vadai on half. Correct? So I have my half, you have your half. What are you making a Shvuah on? What do you make a shvuah on? Just that, or you want to have my half, I'm making a shvuah that this is mine. I'm holding on to my thing. That's a shvuah haniftorin. That's what Taisa learns. That's the type of shvuah. Masha Enkein, according to the Rambam, who says that it's not that you're holding on vadai muchzik on half, but two people holding on to talis, we consider that a muchzik on the whole thing, misafik, so to speak, and that's why, like you said, even if I'm not holding on to it, I'm grabbing onto it on the edges, or it's in my property, or it's in both of our property, we consider you a muchzik on the whole thing, you're not really getting anything with your muchzik. I still have to take from you, and you have to take from me, because we're both muchzik on the whole thing, which is meaningless. So how do I get it? With the shvuah, which is the shvuah sanoitlin, I'm taking from you. Says the Rambam, that's only by shnayim oichazin betalis. But by shnayim adukim bishtar, right? According to the Rambam, by shnayim adukim betalis, they're both holding on to the talis. Says the Rambam, whatever I have, I don't have to make a shvuah, because that's mine. Only on the noitlin part, that's on the shar. Masha Enkin Tosfos holds that even by shnayim oichazin betalis, what type of shvuah is it? Even by shnayim oichazin betalis. According to Tosfos, I'm both holding on, so Tosfos, I'm a muchzik on half. So why am I making a shvuah? Why? Because even if it's mine, I still have to make a shvuah. So according to Tosfos, there's no difference between shnayim oiches and betalis and shnayim adukim betalis. Either one, even by shnayim oiches and betalis, because then a muchzik on half, it's mine, and I make a shvuah. So shnayim adukim betalis, I also make a shvuah, even if I'm holding on to the half. That's what Tosfos says. You don't just make a shvuah on the shar. You make a shvuah on the whole thing. Even what you're holding on to, because in Tosfos, there's no difference between Shnayim Aduk and the Talis and Shnayim Aduk and the Talis. Both of them, you're muchzik on whatever you're holding on to. And just like the Shnayim Aduk and the Talis, you make a shvuah on whatever you have. Shnayim Aduk and the Talis, you also make a shvuah on whatever you have. So therefore, it's understood very well, the Machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, whether you make a shvuah just on the middle part. Rambam says, you just make a shvuah in the middle part. Why? Because Shnayim Aduk and Talis, what do you make a shvuah on? You make a shvuah because you have nothing. You're just a muchzik on the whole thing. That's meaningless. I want to take from you. I got to make a shvuah. Says the Rambam, if that's the case, Shnayim Aduk and Talis, I have my part, you have your part. The middle part, I make a shvuah only in the middle part. My Shein Kentayser says, Shnayim Aduk and Talis is a muchzik on, this is mine, half of it is mine. So therefore, and select to make a shvuah. Why? Even if it's mine, it's a shvuah in return to make sure that I can hold on to mine. You can't take from me. I have to make a shvuah to show that it's mine. So there's no difference between shnayim oichzim talis or shnayim adukim talis. You make a shvuah on what you have. Once we understand this, that there are two types of muchzakus. There's muchzak shnayim oichzim talis. Either means I'm a muchzik on half, like Taisa says, or no, I'm a sofek muchzik on the whole thing, and therefore I have to make a shvuah on whatever I can get. And even if it's not in my hands, it's in my property, look back at the Rashi. That's what Rashi's telling us. And the words are so clear in Rashi. Says Rashi, Shnayim Oichazin Betalis, Tavka Oichazin, Dishneyim Muchzokim Bo. What does Rashi mean? Like Tosfos? No! If it'd be like Tosfos, he'd stop right then and there. Shneyim Muchzokim Bo, end of the story, it's mine. Rashi doesn't say that. Shneyim Muchzokim Bo, we both have rights to it. One doesn't have more rights than the other. If one belonged to one of them, the other one would be and he would not be believed. But now that both of them are holding on to it, then I'm believed to take a shvuah. And therefore taking you with a shvuah. Rashi's pointing out Tosfos' point. Then why is it different than Arbe? But he's not giving Tosfos' answer. Tosfos' answer is because I'm a muchzik and it is mine. I'm holding on to half the talis. I'm a muchzik on half the talis. Tosfos' answer says no. Shneyem muchzakim bo. One is not more than the other. It's enough oichazin that we both have to give you right to the whole thing, and therefore you're a believer of the shvur. Because if one would have it, then you can't take away from shvur. Then he's a muchzik and you're out. But the fact that both of them are holding on even to the edges, that's enough to consider you a quasi, a muchzik like in Suffolk on this talis. That's enough to give you rights to this talis, and therefore you can grab it, you can get it with a shvur. So Rashi is exactly saying like the Rambam's prat, not like Taisrus, and that's where Rashi goes through this whole arichas, through this whole elongated prat. So we basically come over here that Shneimach and Metalis is not as simple as it looks. I always thought Shneimach and Metalis is mine, each one says it's theirs, end of the story. No, it's not like that. That's what Taisa learns. Rashi and the Rambam learn, no, you don't have to really be holding on to it. The fact that we both have connections to it, and not one is better than the other one, not one is a stronger muxik, so therefore each one has a right to it. You can't take it away from any one of them. You can be take it with a shvua, mighty with a shvua. But it's not a halacha that it's kom aksalim shalayu, it's a oichazin. According to Rashi, there's a big difference between shnaim oichazin vitalis and shnaim adukim vitalis. According to Tosfos, the only difference between shnaim oichazin vitalis and shnaim adukim vitalis, what's the difference? According to Tosfos? No difference, right? Between both cases. Because even Shnaim Adukim Metalis, we consider it as if it's Shnaim Adukim Metalis. But there's no real halachic difference between the two. Not in the way it works, not in the way it operates, and not what you're doing. The only difference is you're holding on to the fridges, according to Tosfos, and we consider it like you're both holding on to half the thing, you make the same type of shvur. According to Rashi, it's a whole different thing, it's Shnaim Adukim Metalis, and that's what the Chiddush, I think, in Rashi is, on the Beis
Hamikdash. Why is Rambam requiring the Kitas Chafetz? This is Shvur Rabbanan, no?
Shvur Rabbanon, doesn't that have a Nikitas Chafetz? Never? No?
Is it, that's one of the big differences.
If it's a Shvur Sanoitlin. Clearly, it's a Shvur Sanoitlin, though. Or it's not. Maybe it's not a Shvur Sanoitlin. It seems to be like that.
So there should be
Rabbanon. So why is Nikitas Chafetz, asking me? Yes. According to Ram, if it's. Yeah, good point. You're saying Nikitas Chafetz, it means it's not a Shvur Sanoitlin. Meaning Rashi, it's correct shot.
Right.
Rambam is out. I'm not sure. Every shvur the rice is Nikitas Chafetz. I think the Gemara doesn't want to have Beis and Beis say you have to have Nikitas Chafetz.
That was a question
of the Gemara. Yeah, because it's still the Takanas of Chomim at the end of the day. But why say Nikitas Chafetz? I don't know. That's a good point. I have to see that Rambam. Okay.